Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little about legacy and what that actually means. I had a friend who passed away yesterday and still kind of dealing with it. But because of the legacy that he's created and what's happening, that's the thing that's helping me to process this and to be okay with it. And I want to share this with you, and hopefully it gives you guys some meaning for the work that you do as well.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So yesterday we lost somebody who, honestly, one of the people, I didn't get to know him super well. I talked to him a few times, watched him speak, and then had messages back and forth through Instagram and things like that. It's someone I have a ton of respect for. His name is Colin Karchner. Some of you guys may have heard of him before. And first time I heard him because he came to Boise, Idaho, and he did an assembly at our kids' school talking to them about the dangers of cell phones and social media and TikTok and Snapchat and all these things. And man, one of the most charismatic people, funny, like just awesome, and was able to connect with kids at a level that, man, it's just amazing. And, you know, ever since then, I follow him on Instagram. It's funny because he's got, you know, tens of thousands of followers, and they're all kids. And he only follows one person, which is his wife. He's like, I know it's ironic that I, you know, I'm on Instagram with all these things, but I'm just trying to save the kids from these things. And on Instagram, he posts these pictures of people who hear him at the assembly. It's like, I was planning committing suicide today. I came to the assembly, though, and I realize now it's because of social media. I deleted these apps. I changed my phone, you know, got rid of my phone, and just like, person after person after person. In fact, if you want to go to Instagram and see what legacy looks like, go read through his posts and see the tens of thousands of lives that he's affected because of his message. And I watched him as he did this. Like when he came to Boise, he spoke at our school. Then he did an event. We all went to it and a bunch of other things and trained parents. And I think he got paid like, I don't know, $200 or $300 to come and do this thing, like almost nothing. But he had a mission. He was called to serve a group of people. And for him, he was called to serve children, to serve teenagers, and to help them, help protect them from this, you know, from the damage that social media is causing. And he'd always use the hashtag, save the kids, save the kids. And like, man, he was consistent. I saw him traveling from school to school to school, city to city, state to state, making almost no money because he loved the people he was called to serve. How do I save these kids? How do I do this in a way where I can motivate them, inspire them? And he had to go through all the things that you guys are going through as business owners. He had to find his voice. He had to learn how to craft a message, how to keep people's attention, how to find it, like all the things he went through because he had a mission and he knew it and he knew the people he was called to serve. And now, it's just so sad, like he's 40 years old, passed away. And a couple of things that are interesting, and I've been like all day and all night just reflecting on this. Like I can't imagine, my wife and I are talking like, what happened if, you know, if I was to die or she was to die, like what would you do? And especially when you're out in the public eye so much, you know, I feel bad. His wife obviously getting tons of texts and messages, and she's posting like, no, we're not fine. No, yes, it's true, you know, and like so hard. And then somebody, I don't know, a friend threw up a GoFundMe page less than 24 hours ago. So less than 24 hours ago, through this GoFundMe page, and you know, I've donated a lot of GoFundMe things, but I've never, you know, I don't do it often. But I went and I donated, I shared it on my page, and then I've just been kind of watching it as it's grown, and right now it's created 20 hours ago, and it is about to pass $200,000 in donations. And this is not like a whole bunch of $10,000 donations. These donations are by 3,300 different donors. 3,300 people, when they heard about this tragedy, came to this page and donated their 10, their 20, their 30 bucks to show Colin and his family how much he meant to them. And again, we're 20 hours in. My guess is within, you know, a week or two, it's going to be 250,000, half, who knows. But man, what a testament to the work this man did, right? And I saw one of my friends posted, you know, the thing and said, you know, he dedicated his life to saving the children, and now his children are home with you know, without a father, and we need to help save their children. And I was just like in tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this man who dedicated and donated so much of himself to save kids, and it's like, what's the least we can do, right? But again, sorry, as I keep thinking about this, I keep thinking about like the legacy. Like, it's so sad and it's so horrible. Man, this person is a 40-year-old, did this thing, put this thing out there, and how many, like the ripple effect of this one man's life, like what's going to happen? Like, how many other kids that are going to be affected, and then their kids, and then their kids, and generations will be served because this man was on earth, because he followed the calling. He heard the voice, right? He was called to serve a group of people, and he did it with his whole heart, his whole soul. And it's just, it's interesting. You know, you guys have seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where at the end, Jimmy Stewart goes and, or at the very beginning, Jimmy Stewart has a chance to see what his life was like, what the world would be like if he wasn't born. And you see this, like, you know, happens to Bedford Falls, and it's just horrible. And it's, you know, and then he comes back and he's alive, and you see, like, you know, how great things are because that one person was on this earth. And I think, and I hope that someday when we all have a chance to meet our Maker, that he sits down with us and says, look, I want you to see the ripple effect that your life created. And I hope, I pray, I think that'll be the greatest gift any of us could get, is to be able to see, like, the opposite, you know, kind of like Jimmy Stewart, but a little bit different. But, like, here's the lives that were affected because you came to earth, because you followed your calling, because you were willing to step up amongst the heat and the pressure and the stress and all the things, and serve the people you were called to serve. Because what's interesting is it's never just the people we call to serve, right? It starts with them, but then it bleeds into their families and their kids, and then their kids' kids, and then their communities, and like the ripple effect. We can never see it. We can never track it on our own. But man, how cool that'd be someday to be able to, you know, we sit with our Maker and he shows you like, hey, this is the ripple effect that your life had. And I think in a small way with Colin Karchner's Memorial Fund that I'm, you know, that went up 20 hours ago, we're able to see this ripple effect. 3,300 people in 20 hours have donated 20, 30 bucks to raise almost $200,000 so far for this amazing family. And anyway, it's just one of those things that's been sad for us and our family. But then, man, I just hope that, you know, things I'm doing that someday I have this kind of legacy. Not that I want you all donating my kids when I die, but just the impact, right? That like this one man's life had on the world. And I hope that he's having that chance right now to sit with his Maker and be like, and having a chance to really understand what he did and the impact it really does have. So anyway, I guess I'm sharing this with you guys because I know that a lot of times this journey is lonely, it's hard, it's frustrating. But it wasn't supposed to be easy, right? If it was easy, then how would you have the impact, right? The difficulty of it is, I think, how you're prepared for it. It's how you get prepared for the calling. Like, I wish I could say that, you know, this ClickFunnels journey has been all sunshine and roses. It's been brutal. Yesterday I got beat up bad by 4 or 5 different places where I was just like, why am I doing this, you know? And then to hear Colin's thing, and like, I think the only thing that kept me through yesterday was like looking at him and being like, oh my gosh, look at the impact he's having. Like, someday I'm hoping that people will say that about my life and about my work and about the things I've been trying to do. As imperfect as I have been and I will continue to be, I've done my best to try to follow what I believe is right. And so I hope that gives you guys it gives me hope, gives me excitement, gives me purpose. I hope it does for you as well. So with that said, I want to thank Colin Karchner for his impact on the world. And I want to thank you for your impact on the world. Don't ignore your callings. Don't ignore that voice, that tug, that feeling. It's just like, I got something in here. I need to change someone's life. I know I got something. Don't ignore that. Like, don't walk away from that. That's something that's real. It's there, right? In the scriptures, it says that many are called, but few are chosen. And I think about that a lot, you know, like, I think all of us get the tug. We all get the prompting. We all get the whatever you want to call it, right? Where you're like, I should go help this person. I should be doing these things. I should be creating this stuff. Like, we all hear that. We all feel it. Many are called, but few are chosen because most people don't listen. They don't follow through. You're chosen by your actions. If you heed the call and you move forward and you do the thing, then our Maker gives you a little bit more. He says, hey, this person was a good steward. I gave him this idea. I gave him this inspiration. They were a good steward of it. Let me give you a little more ideas. Let me give you another idea. And as you keep doing that, it gives you the ability to have this huge impact on the world. So anyway, hope this helps for somebody that's listening out there. I appreciate you all. I appreciate the opportunity I have to serve you guys, and I hope I'm doing it right. I'm doing the best of my ability, I promise you. I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I have just trying to figure out how to make sure I'm doing the best things for you guys in the community. A lot of hard decisions, but it's worth it. So I appreciate you guys. Keep fighting. Keep having the impact, and someday you'll have a chance to see the ripple effect that your life had on so many people. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.